Temple Grandin didn't talk until she was 3.5 years old. Her parents didn't know then that she was on the autism spectrum. Well, today, Temple is known around the world as a prominent speaker on both autism and animal behavior. Through her books and her TED Talks, she has helped us understand what it's like to have an autistic mind. And next week, Temple Grandin will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame in Seneca Falls. First, though, she is spending a few minutes with us here on Morning Edition. Welcome. It's an honor to meet you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Congratulations on your upcoming induction into the Women's Hall of Fame. What does this honor mean to you?
It really means a lot to me. Because when I first started in the 70s, being a woman in a man's industry, in the cattle industry, that was hard. And I had to prove that I could do it. I was really motivated to make sure my stuff was really good and to prove that I wasn't stupid. I've learned sometimes a woman has to be, you know, much better than a man. I've seen men lots of times get away with making mistakes that I'd be in a lot of trouble for if I made them.
You have described your childhood as active and full of discovery as you sought out all kinds of work experience so you could reach your full potential. Were your parents the driving force behind that?
Well, mother was always encouraging my ability in art. And of course, being a child of the 50s, we played outside and we made things. And one of the things that really disturbs me today is children do not play outside. There's a lot of children in my neighborhood. I never see them outside. And during the eclipse, we were at 95% at the university. We were getting these weird eclipse-shaped shadows. And students were just walking over it, not paying any attention to it. They're just too absorbed in electronics. And I had a great childhood. Rode bikes, flying kites, making stuff. A lot of kids today need to be doing a lot more of those sort of things.
What other advice do you have for parents of children who are on the spectrum? I mean, there are so many more resources for kids now than there were for you growing up in the 50s and 60s.
The autism's a big spectrum. It goes from Einstein, who also had no language till age 3, Silicon Valley scientist, to somebody who never learns to talk and may have very serious medical problems on top of the autism. But there's a tendency to overprotect kids. I've seen fully verbal kids that haven't learned shopping. That's something I learned when I was 7. You've got to stretch these kids. You've got to stretch them just outside the comfort zone to keep them developing. You don't throw them in the deep end of the pool where they're going to get completely sensory overloaded. But if you don't stretch, then they don't develop. And you need to show them all kinds of interesting things. One of the worst things the schools have done today is taking out all the hands-on classes, cooking, sewing, woodworking, theater, music, art. Also, these classes teach problem solving, and they also introduce kids to a lot of different careers.
Your ability to understand the sensitivities of animals, I think, is just a great example of the advantages of an autistic mind. I mean, your work changed the way much of livestock in this country is handled on their way to slaughter to make it more ethical for them. What other advantages do non-neurotypical people have, do you think?
Well, they certainly have got some social advantages. I'm an extreme visual thinker. So when I design things, I can like test run it in my mind. And when I was young, I didn't know that other people were not visual thinkers. I thought everybody thought in pictures. It's been an interesting journey for me finding out that not everybody thinks in pictures. I discussed this in my book, The Autistic Brain, also in Thinking in Pictures, when I did an update in 2006.
Well, what's keeping you busy these days? What are you working on?
Well, I'm working on a book right now on all kinds of fun projects for kids to do. You know, when I was a little kid, I experimented with bird kites and with helicopters and with making all kinds of stuff. And I want to get kids back interested in those kinds of things.
Well, Temple Grandin, we are so thrilled that you will be in the National Women's Hall of Fame, and the induction ceremonies are coming up on the weekend of the 15th of September, so we'll look for you in Seneca Falls. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
It was great to talk to you.